Doing good, Corey. How's everything going with you?
Well, it's going good. You know, the crew's back in town next week. They got a couple of days off, so we're looking forward to the big game this weekend. I got to ask you before we start talking football, does it feel a little bit more like December football in Green Bay now that we got the snow finally this week?
No doubt about it. There's nothing like driving down Oneida Street and seeing the piles of snow in the parking lot, and that's what December football is all about.
Coming off the Arizona game, what was your message for the team this week?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, you got to learn from those experiences, and especially you know, a loss like that. I mean, it's like it always does in a game of football. It takes you back to fundamentals. I mean, you can never get away from the fundamentals of the game, and that's obviously did not exist for us, particularly, you know, taking care of the football. So it's an opportunity to learn from and kind of reboot yourself and heighten the urgency and take it to your preparation for beating the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, big game coming up. Now, when the game was announced that it was going to be flexed to the Sunday night game, does that add any excitement, or was that kind of already expected by the team?
Well, I don't know if the team was expecting it, but, you know, it was something that I was expecting it just because you know how the league operates and just the reality of the game. The game was either going to go to an afternoon, you know, the late afternoon game or the night game. So I was kind of anticipating it.
Now, looking at the Vikings, what are the differences you see in them now compared to the first time you played them?
I think the biggest thing is they're healthy. They're playing very well the first time I played them, and they've played good football all year, frankly. And, you know, they went through an injury phase there with their defense, and all three of those guys, you know, Harrison, Barr, and Joseph all came back last week and made an impact.
What do you guys see as some of the keys to stopping the Vikings?
This is going to be a hard-nosed, fought, fundamental football game. I mean, they do an excellent job. They're well coached. They're very assignment sound. And their ability to, you know, run the football, action pass off of that, and defensively, they're very disciplined in how they play. So, and their special teams is playing very well with an outstanding returner. So this is going to be a challenge in all three areas.
Coach, talk a little bit about the injuries on your team. I know we're banged up a bit. Any updates on that front?
Not really. We had some guys do a little bit yesterday, and hopefully they can do more today. You know, your padded work is obviously always the most important part. Frankly, we've got a couple guys that's going to probably take all the way to the game to know if they're ready.
Coach, I know Katie isn't here to ask you her normally awesome question, but I will just ask you this. Are you going to stay up for New Year's Eve and watch the ball drop tonight, or is it kind of business as usual with it being a weeknight tonight?
Well, it'll be just, you know, Jessica and the little girls tonight, so the goal would be not to see the ball drop tonight.
I hear you on that. Well, Coach, best of luck against the Vikings on Sunday. Get us a victory, and Murphy and the gang will be back talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Corey. Happy New Year.
Thanks. You too, Coach. See ya.